And so as they begin to make the downhill turn towards Tattenham Hill, downhill now and left-handed, and Vitige for France is the leader from Radetzky in second place. Then comes Relkino and Illustrious Prince. Then Ompre. Behind Ompre is Hawkbury. Behind Hawkbury is Oaks and Loosen Up, and then comes Wallow. Behind Wallow is on the outside, No Turning. So they're turning for home now. 3.5 furlongs to go, and they're at Tattenham Corner, and it is Vitige in the lead, being pressed all the time, though, by Ompre behind him. On the outside, Relkino beginning to get into the picture. Then comes Ompre. Behind him is Hawkbury. Behind him, Oates, and Wallow is switching to the outside for his run, and it is 2 furlongs to go, and it is Vitige in the lead, and Relkino having a battle royal. It's Vitige on the far side, and Relkino. Ompre is in third place. Then comes Oates, and Wallow has a lot to do, and he's not making up much ground at the moment. And it is Relkino that hits the front from Ompre and Lester Pickett. Vitige comes next, then Oates, and Wallow is beaten. They have 150 yards to go, and Ompre comes sailing through. Lester Pickett is going to beat Steve Donohue's record. Ompre for France. Ompre wins the derby. Relkino is second, Oates is third. Then comes Hawkbury, then Wallow, a very disappointing run.
Then behind Wallow. Number 10, Ompre, the winner. Relkino second, 8. Oates third, 15. Starting priority, 10 to 1 the winner, 25 to 1 the second.
10 to 1, and bloody Leicester on board.
Where is he? Ompre. French horse, is he?
3 lengths. God, he bloody slaughtered him.
Well, what favourite?
You were 5th.
Hey, up, Mark.
You were nowhere, Wallow. Nowhere.
What are you doing here?
I've come to pick up my winnings, haven't I?
You were on Ompre, were you? You lucky bugger. You remember Mark, don't you, Dad? Oh, we're at juniors together. Where are you now, Mark? University, isn't it?
Yeah.
Very nice. Done well for yourself, haven't you?
Just back for this week, are you, Mark?
No, we've finished for summer.
Can't be bad. I could do some holidays like that.
Huh. What are you doing in here Wednesday afternoons, then?
Derby week, Mark. Always have a few problems with my knee, you know. Cartilage trouble.
Yeah, it runs in the family, Mark. I get it in me back.
How much you got coming back?
55, I reckon.
55 quid?
Yeah.
Nice win to start your holidays, that.
I was wondering how to claim it. I don't have to wait till end of afternoon, do I?
It's not first time you've been in the bookies, is it?
Well, I've never bothered much before. Not till this afternoon.
When's the bloody packet and wonders how they pay out?
Have you got your betting ticket?
Yeah.
Well, just take it all to count it. Here. Go on, give it me. I'll do it for you.
Oh, great.
It's not often I get a chance to draw something back.
Back in another, are you?
Yeah. Now, hang on. I have to work out how to fill these slips in. Is it its number you put down, or its name?
Its name will do. What is it you fancy?
Cable car.
Oh, 420? Mm. What makes you fancy that? It's not done much this season, has it? No. Oh, that's it. Yeah. What time of race and meeting in that last column there? Yeah. How much are you having on it?
50.
That's 10 bob.
No, me winnings.
Oh, don't be daft. Don't give you them back. Take it home with you.
Listen. 8 to 11, number 6, Southboat. 138, Patras. 6 to 1, 3, Cable Car.
Ah. 8 to 1, it's not just me that fancies it. It were 11's this dinner time.
Yeah, Mark. Easy, see, they just hand them across the route.
Great.
Lovely, £10 smackers.
Hey, he's putting it all back on that cable car in 420.
I'll take me 5 quid out of it, what I kicked off with. Are you going to put rest back on for me, Paul?
That's not even touched it.
Oh, I might want to take it home with me otherwise.
Are you sure?
Go on, before I change my mind.
All right.
I'll learn, lad.
2 furlongs to run at Epsom. All friends and Southboat distance to lead. Patrice close up third. A furlong and a half to run. All friends from Patrice. Southboat now dropping back. All friends from Cable Car now finishing second. Inside the final furlong, all friends from Cable Car.
Come
on, Cable Car.
Come on,
Cable Car.
Get up. Come on.
Cable Car, half a length clear.
He's going to do it.
Cable Car.
Easy.
Never been in a bookies before.
Bloody hellfire.
350 quid, you.
Yeah. I'm pleased.
Please, that should be bloody ecstatic.
What do you do, lad? Dream 'em. He's done next to that this season, Cable Car.
Oh, because of hard ground. He'd got a bit of giving ground today, hadn't he? And there must have been a hell of a lot of last-minute stable money on him where his price dropped.
Got a lot to learn, has he, Dad?
What is it then, lad? Beginner's luck?
No. I studied form, that's all.
That does it better than me, then.
Are you going to let me draw it for you, Mark?
All right.
What university is it you're studying at, Mark? Bloody Newmarket, is it? Oh, the lad himself.
Hey, up, Wayne.
We've been starving waiting for thee.
Hello, Duck.
Ma'am.
Oh, don't try and get round me. What have you been up to?
Oh, just having a bit of a wander round town, you know.
He's got a bird somewhere.
I've only been back 2 days, Wayne. Oh, here you are, Mother. Before I forget.
What's this?
£10. Pay me board for a week or two.
I thought they were broke.
I am, as far as that's concerned.
I don't want all this, Duck. Have you been down to Social Security?
I'll have it.
Here. Couple of quid to keep thee quiet. Yes. I might be able to buy me a drink now, Wayne.
Just like I was saying, Mother. It's nice to have him back, innit?
When are you going to give me summat?
Money burning all in your pocket, Mark.
Oh, I had a couple of bob on horses, Mother. Derby day.
What? On a sweep or summat?
No, I had a bet on.
You don't want to start that game?
They can do it as often as they want for me, Mark.
Ah, you'll be able to pay me back for that pound you borrowed off me t'other night, Wayne, now.
Oh, go on, ma'am.
Well, let's have less of it. I didn't know you were interested in horses, Mark.
I thought it'd worry you. It'll pay me board for a week or two, Mother, any road.
Well, you know my views on the subject, don't you?
Yes, Mother, I know.
There's one on horses, Auntie.
Shut up, Wayne.
Well, so long as you do.
What's everybody so miserable about?
I'll get you tea. What do you fancy?
Chips.
I'm not asking thee. Treats me like a servant since he started paying his own way. It has soon seek fire go out to shift and mend it.
Oh, I do a lot around the house.
Has never been, except for eating and sleeping. He never talks to me.
What am I doing now?
Except to argue and dish out orders. A cat would be better company than him.
Well, get one then.
You see?
Come on, let's have a bit of tea. I'm starving.
Oh, little pocket Hitler, listen to him.
Hey, do you think we can afford to open a tin of salmon, Mother?
Ah, go on, I suppose we can. I'm pleased about you win, Mark. Just so long as it's only once in a while.
She's a funny road, is she, ain't it?
Oh, I knew she'd be like that.
What's up with thee? There's one on horses, aren't there?
Aye. It's taboo in this house, though.
How much were it?
You'll keep your mouth shut if I tell you.
That's giving me a couple of quid, you. I'm dying till I've spent it.
350.
You what?
350.
Quid?
Yeah.
Bloody hell, Mark.
Hey, I've told thee. Shut it.
All the 777.
I'll see.
Shh. One and six.
Do you want it to sign
six,
in, Alf? Oh, sorry.
Just sign in there, Wayne, will you? All right, Mark. University life suiting you, then?
It's one long holiday, Alf. They never do any work, you know.
Your mother's over there, silly. But hold on till they've finished, will you?
Two little ducks. 22.
There's her waiting for a line at bingo, and there's 350 at bookies without telling her.
Yeah, I tell you. She didn't like me dad betting, and she's not going to like me starting.
Look, there's one.
Me dad had some big wins every now and again. That car we once had with courtesy at bookmakers. And when he started losing again, he had to sell it. He got out at finish.
Key of the door, 21.
Yeah.
I'll remind you just to keep your cards for the time being, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
Prop it bar up, ma'am.
Hey, up, Duck. Didn't expect to see you.
He knows they close half an hour later here.
Yeah, beer's cheaper. 2 pints, please, Brenda. Mother?
No, I'm all right, thank you, Duck.
Oh, got both young men with you tonight, then, Connie.
Well, you've not met my eldest son, have you, Brenda?
Oh, I've heard a lot about you.
Why, what's she been telling you?
We've heard all about you. She's proud of you, your mother.
It's only because she tells her what she wants to hear.
Oh, and you hear spicy stuff, do you?
I would just draw a full house tonight, Mark.
Oh, what? Big money, eh?
Just because you've come up on horses.
Pint, please, Brenda, love.
Oh, with you in a minute, Roy. 48, Wayne.
Oh, here you are. I'll get them.
Are you celebrating then, Mark?
Hello, Roy.
Oh, yes, your mother was telling me about your little win off Derby.
Just a little win, 300 quid, is it, Mark?
Eh?
You didn't think you'd get away with it, you, did you?
How much? What are you talking about?
Not 300, Mother. 350.
I think I'd better have that other drink, Wayne.
Oh, I knew it'd worry you.
How much did you put on it, lad? Your grant?
Do you want to know the details or not?
I want to know how you managed to pick him, Mark.
Come on, then. Let's have full story.
Mother?
No, let's hear it. Might as well.
It were a double, and I started off with £5.
What were prices?
One at tens, other at sixes.
Oh, that's them to get. Only ones I back at them prices turn out three-legged.
And another thing, Mother, I took me £5 out of me winnings on Derby before I placed me bet on Secondon.
Just struck lucky, did you, Mac?
I knew what I was doing.
It sounds like it, yes.
Hey, what want Derby? It were Leicester Piggott's horse, weren't it?
Yeah, Empery.
Oh, I generally have a bet on Leicester Piggott. I should have backed him, shouldn't I?
Good price, I know.
Well, horse had been running below its best distance. That's what made me fancy it. He's been only a length or two short of top class. All it needed to convince me was what I'd been praying for, and what it got. A bit of rain.
He gets this off his dad.
Oh, do you think so?
Your dad all over?
No, I'm not, and I'll tell you why. Me dad bet on anything and everything in sight. If it moved and there were two of them, he'd put money on one he fancied. I'm not that daft.
And how much did you have going on that second horse, then?
£50.
£50? It's more than my week's wages, Mark.
Lord, you're talking, you'd think he'd lost it.
I saw what happened to your dad, Wayne. He lost hundreds horse racing.
Listen, Mother, I know a hell of a lot more than my dad ever did. I study form, not just run a pen down morning paper. I know when to lay me money out.
Oh, you're going to hand it back to bookies, are you?
Oh, come on, Con. He's taken more off bookies this afternoon than I've ever done.
Aye, I've heard it, Roy. I've heard it all before. Easy come, easy go.
My dad needed to bet, Mother. I don't.
Nobody having another drink? Keep the celebration going. Come on. Pretend he's won it on bingo, ma'am. Are you going to have another drink or not?
I'll have a whiskey.
Good, good. I wish I'd never asked.
I'll get him. Seeing as I ain't money.
Well, at least we'll be getting a drink or two out of him, ma'am.
Yeah, it makes a change, I suppose. You're not going to chuck that money away, though, Mark, are you?
What? Keeping you an hour winning drinks?
I mean bookies, Mark.
Oh, just give her, Mother. You seem to think I've got no sense. Here, look at them round one-armed bandits. They can't get rid of the pay packets quick enough. I'm not that daft.
Hey, just before you pack it all in, you, what do you fancy for later in week, then?
Roses for the Star.
What's he running in?
Oaks, on Friday. She's worth an each way.
It's just money don't drain.
Hey! Hey! Soul, Mother.
I thought that'd still be up. What are you doing in bed?
Reading.
Where were you tonight?
I fancied a night in.
What? Weekend? They should have come out with us.
Where have you been?
No, just one or two pubs. Met this cracking bird, Mark.
Yeah?
Her and this other bird were sitting right across from us. I could have had this friend of hers.
Thanks a lot, yeah. And what were yours like? Better than this other one, was she?
Oh, a lot better, yeah.
Oh, thought it was much.
Oh, she were ace, this one I fancied. Beautiful body.
Nice bum.
Oh, not half. That's what I look for. Lovely, just right.
Good pair of legs.
Smashing.
What were the quarters like?
Eh?
Nice and round. Good second thighs, actually.
You what?
A bit straight at the knee. Neat, daisy-cutting action.
What are they reading?
Sporting Life.
They're bloody crackers about horses, they. They're not right, youth. They can't get the end up horses than us.
Tell that to Mill Reef.
Hey, how did it go on?
What?
The horse. The one he tipped for Roy.
Oh, Roses for the Star. She came up 33-1. When are they going to put a telly in here?
We can't. Some regulation. And who needs a telly at rate you're going on?
Yeah, I'm beginning to get worried I might get set up with a job.
What do you mean?
I've signed on Dole for holidays. They'll have to fix me up with summat.
What? You can't afford to go out to work?
Waste of valuable betting time.
What's this?
Hey up, Roy.
Yep. You're not taking money off us taxpayers, are you, Mark?
It's mistake money for week, indeed.
Rate you're winning, it's us that's going to do with some of your money.
Yeah, give back some of the winnings to government, Mark. Might do them some good.
What are you complaining about? I keep passing odd tips to you, don't I?
Aye, thanks for that one last week, Mark.
We've just landed a winner.
Executor.
Up at York.
Each way. She just squeezed into a place.
Are they all coming up for you?
More or less, yeah. Oh, one let me down Tuesday.
Must have come as a shock to you, that.
She can't have known whose money were on her. It's King Midas, this lad.
Hey, have you got time to have a talk this afternoon?
I've got time now. I'm just going home for a bit of dinner.
Oh, I'll give you a lift.
All right. It's only round the corner.
Did I land you in it at club t'other night?
Oh, with me mother? No, no. She were bound to find out sooner or later.
I hear the same kind of thing from me missus. Mind you, I don't win like you.
Do you fancy out to eat?
No, I've had mine. Your mother out at work, is she?
Yeah. Always leaves me dinner, though, before she sets out.
I don't know how she rings her going in Cambridge. She must think I starve. Cup of tea?
Aye, yeah. I've come to talk business, Mark.
Business?
Well, your betting's getting to be a business, ain't it?
Well,
you're making more money than us poor buggers who go out to work. How much time do you spend on it?
Oh, a couple of hours a day, reading form up. It depends.
And you really know what you're doing, don't you?
That's what I try to tell folk, yes. Though I might as well save me breath. They just think I've struck lucky.
What are you going to do for the rest of the summer?
Bit of studying. I might go away somewhere. I don't know.
Once you've had enough at Bookies?
Ooh, I don't spend much time there, if I can help it.
Ah, it's not a very inspiring place.
There's not much else to do round here, though, is there?
And you're back till when, is it?
October. First week.
Well, how do you fancy having a go at picking winners full time?
How do you mean?
For a few at lads.
Who?
Oh, one or two will go for a drink with lads at work, you know. Way folks club together for football pools on a bigger scale, like. It'd give you a bit more scope, wouldn't it? We'd keep you in pocket.
Yeah, it's a thought.
All you'd have to do each week is find us a few long-prized winners. Right, it'd be a bit of fun, wouldn't it?
A right laugh, so long as winners kept coming.
Well, what's to stop them?
Ooh, doping, drought, virus. It'll need thinking about.
We'd make sure it were worth your while. You get thinking, kid.
When do you see these lads?
Well, Sunday night we generally meet up at Carpenter's. If you fancy coming along. Calm down. Alan, you first.
Obvious question, Roy. How come that Mark here can sort out winners better than us?
Mark?
Is this some kind of system you run?
I wouldn't call it a system, no.
What is it, then?
Well, for a start, I don't know how successful you are, do I?
He's not giving no secrets away.
No, it's no secret.
It bloody is to me, mate, and I'm twice my age.
None of us manage to win much, Mark.
Here.
Not consistently, any road. Oh, we'll have a good week every now and again.
Isn't that all you've had when it comes down to it, Mark?
Yeah, somebody was saying you've never been in a bookie still till the week.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, and they'll not let him in there much longer if he keeps taking them for every penny.
If it ain't just beginner's luck then, Mark, where is it?
I've been interested for years.
Ah, he's Frank Thomas's son, remember?
Yeah, I've got right breeding, yes. Even when I were a little kid, my dad used to try and get me to pick out Derby winners for him.
No wonder he never won, no.
Oh, we did come up with Santa Claus one year, and Seabert next. I fancied names, you see.
Well, that's how my missus manages it. She always wins when I take her to races. Put some money on all greys, all them that wink at her, and any that crap in parade ring.
Well, that's how most folk go on. It's how my dad used to bet.
Yeah.
Just guesswork, that's all it were. Going all the way through card, putting his money on every race on what he called his fancy. Now, what's the difference between that and your missus with the grey horses? It's just ignorance and prejudice. I'm a mathematician.
We won't hold it against you, lad.
Can they touch you for it, though?
No, what I mean is, I spend my time at university using logic to sort out problems. Now, there's no logic in horse racing.
I don't say.
Well, not strict logic, anyway. But there's factors you've got to weigh up before you can even think of having a bet. The horse's form, obviously. State of the ground. What trainers you can expect early two-year-old winners from. Which courses favour which type of horses. What I'm doing is trying to get as far away from guesswork as I can. Trying to make a reasoned, calculated judgment. It's an academic exercise, if you like. And what I'm looking for at the end of all this is the bookies' prices. I take all the known information into account and then start searching for those odds that, in my opinion, are longer than they should be. And that's when I lay me money out. I must bet no more than 5 or 6 times a week, at most. Out of how many races? 50, 60, 100 some weeks.
It doesn't sound much like enjoyment, Mark.
Oh, well, depends on what you're betting for. Are you doing it to liven up your Saturday afternoon?
Yes.
Or are you in it to win?
There's nothing to stop you carrying on as you always have done, Harry, but I thought we were here to talk about making money. Look, let's say you give yourself a tenner a week to bet with. You lay out a fiver, horse loses.
Sounds familiar.
You've 5 left. That goes on next one, which also goes down.
Story of your life, is it this, Roy?
Oh, you're too bloody right it is. And this next bit. You either chase your losses...
Whoa.
Right, well, we all get general picture, do we? Pool our money and we've got that much more leeway.
So how's it going to work? It's not a question of us coming along to Mark to find out what to back.
No.
We give Mark our stake money for the week, whatever it is. He lays it for us.
We'll find out where our money's going on, though, won't we?
Not till end of week, no.
Oh,
two reasons.
Now, if I'm going to do this properly, I'm not going to have time to tell you. I might not even know till 2 minutes before it race. I'm looking for best prices, remember? And I'm not shouldering responsibility of you putting more money on something that might never come up.
I thought they never picked out but winners.
Oh, well, there's no guarantee. Any road, what we should be aiming at is a return on the capital we put in. The investment over a period, not just individual winning bets.
What's in it for you, Mark?
A percentage, if we make money.
How much?
20%.
Thought there'd be a snack.
If we win. If we lose, nothing.
For putting other folks' money on horses.
No, it sounds fair enough to me. He'll be working all week for us full time. It's expert advice we're getting.
From a little twat like him?
That wouldn't work for Notary, and he's not going to either. Bigger the winnings, more he gets. If we lose, he doesn't claim. You've heard of incentives, haven't you?
How much have you won then lately, Harry?
Depends who I'm talking to. If it's the wife, I'm in front.
Aye, well, this lad's 500 quid in front from... what would it, Max? Fiver?
That's right.
1,000% profit.
Better than Abbey National.
How much would we be expected to contribute to this scheme?
It's up to you, as much as you normally lay out each week, whatever it is. 5, 20. More you put on, more you get back.
Or lose.
This lad makes it pay. Just the one he gave me to follow last week will pay my contributions for a week or two.
Oh, come on. Let's let it run for a week or two.
Oh, it's Ascot next week, I know.
Let's get going, then. See how we get on.
It'll give us just that bit of time to sort out details, bring anybody else in. Are we agreed, then?
All right. I'm ready for another drink.
Just one thing. If this thing's going to get off the ground, I'll need a place with a phone.
My house, kid, if you can put up with me, missus.
Hey, you give the air as well if we start winning. Another incentive, like.
Hey, let's have your money on table before anybody shifts. Chronicle, Sporting Life, Time Form, Race Form, Express and Telegraph.
Daily Mirror?
I'll order it for tomorrow.
I'm joking.
Phone's on a cable. You don't even need to move out of your armchair.
Oh, well, looks comfortable. I might fall asleep.
You better not. I have a wife who's relying on you for a new house.
Colour telly.
What else?
Very nice.
With credit, we all big bookies. Numbers on this pad here.
Ladbrokes?
What price are you offering on Record Token in the first, please?
One moment, I'll check.
You've about 200 quid to play around with. It's all written down in here who contributed what.
You really want this to work, don't you?
Don't you?
I only wish we could have kicked off with a different meeting. It's a punter's graveyard, Royal Ascot. Come on.
William Hill, good afternoon.
Could you lay me a price on Record Token in the first at Royal Ascot, please?
Do you have an account with us, sir?
I do indeed.
We can offer 5-1, sir.
It's all laid on for you, kid. Stop worrying. All you've got to do is pick us out a few winners. It should be easy. Easy.
6 years old, Ardoon, and still obviously enjoying.
Your numbers, sir?
WF42743.
And how much would you like to invest, sir?
£30. Win. Record Token.
Ardoon now goes to the front from all friends. Record Token putting in a great challenge, though, as they come to the furlong pole. And it's Ardoon from Record Token. Ardoon in the lead. Record Token is second. And Rose One on the far side is Ardoon from Record Token. As they race into the final 125 yards, Record Token putting in a tremendous challenge. But Ardoon just holding him as they come to the line. Ardoon and Record Token together. Ardoon probably just wins it from Record Token.
Marvellous, isn't it? The bloody beat him at Haydock. Oh, hello, Margaret.
Are we winning?
No.
No good?
Ooh, no new house for you this afternoon, no.
Cup of tea cheer you up. Kettle's boiled.
Do you think we're crazy?
Roy seems to think it might work. And a lot of people seem to be relying on you.
That's what's worrying me.
Well, you've certainly taken on a fair job.
I never thought about losing, though.
Well, it's only first day, isn't it? And it keeps Roy happy enough. He's been just like a kid all this last week, getting everything ready for you.
What about you?
What?
Do you think it'll work?
Well, it's nice to dream, isn't it, Mark?
I wish I'd never taken it on. Now then, first race, first day. Your money were on Record Token.
Just tell us winners, Mark.
Must I know how we've gone on, Roy?
I want to show you what we were up against.
Record Token? lost, didn't it?
Ardoon beat him by a neck.
That French horse that let me down.
Well, at Aydock 2 weeks back, Record Token beat Ardoon. I wanted to know why there'd been a turnaround.
How much did we have on him?
£30.
Oh, bloody hell.
Oh, it got more and more obvious as day went on. The going. Bonard, just as Ardoon likes it.
I thought you took all these things into account.
Well, I didn't this time, did I? And when the telecommentators had got round to telling us what the going was really like, it was too late. You've heard about stony ground. Half your money had disappeared on it that first day. 30 on Record Token, £40 on Rose Bowl, and another 30 on your old favourite, Roy.
Roses for the Star.
Catalpa beat her 4 lengths. End of day one, £100 down drain.
Couldn't find the winner all week, mate.
Spare us details, Mark.
Well, I said it to be a long-term proposition.
You mean we've lost.
And that I never reckoned a week would be long enough. But we got a bit back on Gold Cup.
What were it that won?
Sagaro. I got even money on him earlier in the day. He started at odds on. As were God's War.
I had him.
So, not much profit there. But Kaiser Queen were a nice winner for us at fours. General Ironside. Then there were Marquis de Sade at sevens. Yeah. And Loch Naga, 6-4.
We've not bloody won, have we?
How did we go on, Roy?
Let me just find it. We had £200 at start of week, minus a few expenses, racing papers and so on.
We bloody won. That's smoking.
Ah, you're right. It's 384 now.
You're not kidding.
Why didn't I say so to start? Second bloody payday.
I thought you only meant up 5 or 6 a week, Mark.
They all lost on first day, didn't they?
Hey, we're going to let it all run on, aren't we?
Hey, hang on. We are carrying on another week, Mark.
There's a girl at end at line at William Hills I'm getting to know. Go on, yes.
Then I suggest we put the whole lot. What were it?
384.
Put it all back on. Reinvest.
No, it goes on with you. We've only just come out alive this week. If you think about it, all we've managed is an even money return.
Well, it's like more than I've managed in a week. It doesn't matter.
There's going to be bad patches, so take it home and enjoy it while you can. Let wife see you to summit. Well, let it burn a hole in your pocket. As I said, it's a long-term project, this. There's going to be losing runs. It's profit and loss over 3 months. If you're willing.
You look jaded, Mark.
Do I? I've perhaps been working a bit too hard.
You don't know what work is.
What have you been up to lately? Have you been studying? You want to get a bit of sun on you. You can work outside, can't you?
I've told you. He's got a bird somewhere.
Oh, Akko's talking. You've heard about our Wayne's girlfriend, haven't you, Mother?
Yeah, he never tells me out. And I notice he never brings her home with him. Must be ashamed of us or somewhat. Come on, shift this then, Wayne. Get up out of your chair.
What for? What are you looking for?
My bingo pencil. Come on, I'm late.
It's on kitchen top.
Hey, do you reckon it's keen?
Amount of times he's been late home, it must be.
He tells me they never go anywhere.
Get over.
Spends all the time up at her house.
I hope you're behaving yourself, Wayne.
We go up there because we've not to spend, ma'am.
They happen they're saving up to get married.
We're not all bloody rolling, in it like thee. Been a good week, has it?
Shut up, Wayne.
Well, thee shut up, then.
I can hear you. Have you been betting again, Mark?
Oh, a bit, Mother, you know.
Have you won?
Yes.
You're lucky, aren't you?
I thought you didn't want to know out about it.
I don't. But you want to leave it alone, Mark. Do you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
And don't you encourage him, Wayne.
Oh, don't blame me. I know not about it.
Don't you be late tonight, Wayne, either.
It's always me, innit?
I'll see you. Ta-da.
Thanks a lot, Wayne.
What have I done wrong now?
I told you to keep their mouths shut.
What's that worried about? Long as I've been hearing, they shouldn't have much cause to worry about. Oh,
I've said enough as it were.
I didn't tell her about this syndicate you're running, did I?
Oh, that's what it's called, is it?
I hear they're winning hand over fist.
Who's been telling you about this, then?
Not thee. I know one of the lads who's in it with you, don't I?
Poor Libertson.
He joined up with you this last week, didn't he? Oh, don't worry. It's only because he thought I knew all about it.
There's a lot want to get in on, Ack, now we've got it set up.
How much are you making, then?
Oh, get your mate Paul to tell you. We meet end of every week. He'll happen pass it on.
Are you busy?
Oh, hello, Margaret.
I won't disturb you if you are.
No, easy week.
What you still got your nose in newspapers for, then?
I'm reading up on next week. Goodwood.
Glorious Goodwood.
I thought you weren't interested.
I'm not. I heard it from all from Roy. You have to wade through all these, do you? It's meaningless to me, this. What's... Swutug?
It means the horse was sweating in the parade ring.
That's bad, is it?
Oh, very bad.
Had we three out?
Started to make headway 3 furlongs from the finish.
Uh-huh. R-O-U-P?
Ran on, under pressure.
And BBV?
Broke blood vessel.
Good God, poor thing. What's BF? It sounds rude.
Beaten favourite.
It's hardly surprising if it were bleeding to death, is it? After Bowow's withdrawal, there was insufficient time to form a new market. Under Rule 4... What do you see in all this?
Have you ever been to races?
Once. Was it Ripon or Weatherby? Oh, I can't remember. I know it rained and there were great gaps between races and men drinking crates of brown ale.
First time I ever went was to see a horse called Nijinsky. Do you remember him?
We've got a picture of him over our bed upstairs. He won the Derby, didn't he?
And 10 other races. He were unbeaten when he came to Doncaster.
For the Ledger?
Yeah, I went with me dad. Us and a couple 100,000 others. We had a car then, a little old jalopy. On way to Doncaster, there were this Rolls Royce following us. Chauffeur. And a big man sitting in the back. Cigar, all that. Just looked like Goldfinger to me. Well, they kept trying to get past us, but my dad wouldn't let them. He kept speeding up every time they looked like trying to overtake. We were really flogging. And then on this straight stretch just outside Doncaster, this Rolls just opened up, swept past us. It were only after we got to races and they brought Nijinsky back after winning Ledger that we realised who it were had been behind us. I wasn't far out thinking of Goldfinger. Engelhardt. Platinum King, they called him. He owned Nijinsky. Winning the Ledger meant that horse were worth 3 times his weight in platinum. I read it somewhere. £3 million of horse flesh. He just cruised past the other horses that day, like that roll sweeping past us. Effortless. No other horse had ever got his head in front of Nijinsky on a race course. 11 clear victories. And then, next time out, he was beaten. Only by inches, but he wasn't invincible anymore. I cried. I wept at that defeat. Because Nijinsky is what this game's all about. Each year you hope to see another one like him. Another one to set your blood tingling. You hope for one that'll never get beaten. But they always do. Always let you down. It's like people. You keep on hoping, though. And all this business that... 5:15 at Kempton or evening races at Pontefract. It's just business. Run of the mill. It's horse trading. Looking at 33-1 outsiders, that's not what it's all about to me. Oh, it'd make me a bob or two. I want to win a bit, yeah. More than a bit. But there's more to this game than making money. Or losing it.
I hear they're raking it in, youth.
These them rumours you keep hearing. You'll be hearing voices next, Wayne.
Hey, how come I never get asked to join in on that?
I couldn't have my own brother joining in.
Why not?
If we start losing, Wayne, they'd never forgive me.
But they're winning all the time.
Ah, that's only what you hear.
Paul Ibbotson's talking about going to Spain at end of summer. Don't go away now in case he misses another payout.
He's a sensible lad, Paul.
Well, how come I never get a look in then?
What respectable lad like you? Regular girlfriend? Getting caught up in a scheme like ours? What would what's-her-name think about it? What's she called?
Christine.
Oh, nice, clean, sensible girl like her.
I've never met her.
Oh, Grapevine, Wayne, you know.
Your mother's been poking her nose in, has she?
Oh, she's a lovely girl, Mark. Lovely. Don't drink, don't smoke, don't know about the other thing.
Yeah, that's why I'm keeping her away from thee.
Careful with the money. Never go anywhere much, never spend out. Right stingy couple, aren't you? Bit tight as far as money's concerned, is she?
No, she's just careful.
She sounds a regular little money box to me. Is she still at school or summat?
No. No, she's working.
What's she do?
Promise not to laugh if I tell thee.
I won't. Go on, what's she do?
She works in a bank.
Oh, she won't approve of out as risky as our scheme, then.
Oh, come on, youth. What do I have to do to join?
It'll keep thee mouth shut, will it?
Thou knows I'd never say out.
Well, you can do a job for me, then.
What?
Well, at the moment, I'm doing all my betting in front of a television set. I should be getting out and about a bit more. But you can only be in one place at a time.
So I've started sending one or two lads out to keep an eye on things for me, if Telly isn't covering a meeting. I tell them what to look for. Paul and his dad are going to Doncaster for me on Saturday. You can go along with them if you want. Start getting the hang of things. There's a two-year-old I'm interested in. Filly. Female horse, you know.
I know.
Well, keep the eyes off 16-year-olds and watch if this one starts sweating up or acting about before the race.
Which one are we looking at?
The one in yellow.
What's doing yellow?
What with the plotted cap?
With the what?
With the plotted... Number 11.
No, we did not.
What were it, Dad?
Number 4. Just missed the place.
We didn't have a money on that, did we?
Unlucky.
They were unlucky, yeah.
You don't get out if it's fourth, do you?
It didn't get a clear run, you see, Wayne.
How do you mean?
He got boxed in. Chucky couldn't get through.
How much we lost?
We didn't have any money on it.
Well, what are we watching it for, then?
For next time they run.
We're keeping an eye on them that's coming up behind. It's what we're here for, to look at losers.
You can read about winners in next morning's paper.
That's what Mark says.
But tell which or which me. I couldn't hear out it, then.
You'll learn how to spot them.
You have to know its colour, Wayne.
Number 14, a Don Robert is the third race.
What's this filly call we're meant to be looking at?
Sally G.
When's she running?
Not till 4:40. Fifth race.
What happens now, then?
We're going out to a paddock. Look at runners for the next race.
What do you need to look at them for?
See what kind of condition they're in. See if any start sweating up.
It's all bloody mumbo-jumbo to me.
Come on, let's get after me, Dad.
Have we got time for a drink?
Doncaster, the 4:40. First, number 7, Fair Niece. Second, number 9, Mistletoe. Third, number 5, Quant.
Oh, God, turn it down. What are they playing at?
Where was Sally G, then?
Well, what's happened?
Oh, don't ask me. Ask that bloody lot who went to Doncaster. I told them to keep an eye on her. If she were acting about, leave it alone.
Do you think they'll have bucked her?
Well, they'd have rung me if they hadn't. If she did start playing about, they were to give me a call.
They might not have been able to get through. You know what it's like.
Oh, she were a certainty. A certainty.
How much were we going to have on her?
700.
Good God.
Well, let's hope they didn't put it on.
Oh, they'll have put it on, all right. He's been living for this all week, asked Paul. And with our Wayne alongside him, he'd be just like a kid wanting to buy his own ice cream. They'll have backed it all right. I should have gone myself.
So, no profit.
First losing week.
You said there might be one or two.
Oh, that were 3 months ago, wasn't it? And it's not happened. It'll come as a bit of a shock to him tonight, will this? It does to me and all. I don't like losing. Not when I'm certain I'm going to win. You answer it, Roy.
Yes. Hello, Wayne. Yeah, well, just tell me what happened. He's put me on to Paul, says he understands it better.
Oh, give it to me. I'll take it. It's Mark, Paul. Did you back her? Bloody hell.
Bang goes my new house, eh?
Shut up, Margaret.
You what? Hey, tell him to look after it, will you? Our Wayne's just gone down to pick up our money.
They've not all been disqualified, have they?
She didn't come under orders, did she?
But either can't go wrong, kid, even when they tries.
Have they got it wrong, as she won?
She didn't even race.
But what good's that? They did back it, didn't they?
Yes, but we don't lose. She did start playing up, just like I said she might. But only when they were trying to get her at stalls. Our money were on her be then. Handlers couldn't manage her, and trainer withdrew her. Because she didn't come under starter's orders, as they say, we get our money back. It's a rule.
Yeah, let other poor buggers suffer.
It's them who's back the other horses lose, not us.
Skin of your teeth, eh, Mark?
Never again.
You what?
Going for a boast. Trying to turn a bit of profit into 1,000 or 2. It's too much like my dad, that. No baby filly's ever that much of a certainty. Mother!
I'm in here.
Oh, nice fire. Oh, it's really cold out.
Autumn night's coming in.
Oh, I'm tired.
Working hard, are you?
Busy week, yeah.
Always busy, aren't you, Mark? You've seen tonight's paper, have you?
Eh? No, why? Out in it?
A bit about you, yes. Do you want to have a look?
Eh?
I've just been reading it. Front page and all. You're quite famous, it seems. What is it says? Remarkable run of success for local punters. And I thought you spent your summer studying. Silly me.
Still, you can't always believe what you read in papers, can you? Shrewd manager of the group. Oh. Read it out to me, Mark. Undergraduate, what were it? Beating the bookies and inflation. That bit at bottom of page. It's right what they say, is it? Is that what you've been doing with yourself all summer? Cat got your tongue, has it? Why didn't you tell me?
Because I knew you wouldn't like it.
Playing about with other folks' money, you're right, I don't. Oh, I knew you were betting, Mark. I'm not that daft. But I didn't know it were out like this, did I?
I were going to tell you.
When it were too late to do anything about it.
You'd always have been too late, Mother. It snowballed right from the start. It got too big for anybody to stop it.
And least of all you, eh? Spending your summer backing horses.
Just like me father. Go on, say it.
Because you know it's true, don't you?
But it isn't.
It were his idea of a good summer holiday, this, Mark. Stretched in front of telly watching Goodwood of York. And then when I'd ask him to take us on holiday, he'd say he'd got no money. He were right as well. It had all gone to bookies. He left us with nothing when
he
died. Yes,
you've told me, Mother. You've told me before, so listen to me for once, will you? Me dad's money went to bookies, we know that. Well, happen I'm making up for it. I've made 3,000 quid this summer. That's something paper doesn't say. 3,000. Made, not lost, not like me dad. For the last month or so, I've been turning over 1,000 quid a week. Yes, other folks has money, but they've seemed happy enough.
They would.
Their way of thinking, Mother, I can do no wrong. That's where I'm different from me dad. He were Bucky's best friend. Local betting office won't even accept a bet from me these days. I take too much off them, see? It's the survival of the fittest in this game, Mother. Every punter against every other punter. And only cleverest, best equipped, survive. My dad just weren't equipped. I know what I'm doing. I told you that back on Derby Day. Well, I know even better now. And I'm more than surviving.
And what's happened to this money you've won?
Well, most of it's been handed across to our Wayne's girlfriend. Her at bank, you know. I thought we might use some of it on a bit of a holiday. You've got a couple of weeks coming up, haven't you? I'm ready for one. I don't know about you.
Oh, I don't know, lad. I don't know at all.
You don't know what?
You've changed, Mark.
I've won a bobber to want horses, Mother, that's all.
There were a time when I had a job to drag you away from your books. And what is it now? Horse racing papers.
Well, only for this summer.
Are you sure? Can you afford to go back to university making all this money?
Of course I'm going back.
And what do you think these people whose pockets you've been lining are going to say to that? You're golden goose for them, Mark. They're not going to let you slip away so easily.
A joking?
I'm not.
I can't leave.
I can't. I've had enough.
Had enough of making money?
I must be joking.
Telly were on to me today, Mark. Local news.
They rang you as well, yeah?
Well, why won't you talk to them?
What are you worried about?
You talk to them if you want.
Well, they want some pictures, though.
No, I've never wanted this publicising, you know that.
Go on. Let's see the on telly, Mark.
Yeah, why not?
Is that what's upset you, that newspaper article?
I'm not upset, I've told you. I've had enough, I'm tired.
We've got bookies on. Run, haven't we?
No, lad's right. It's been 3 months I'd slogged for him. Holiday's what you need, Mark. A couple of weeks away.
No, Roy, it's finished. It's me last week.
We're not going to miss all big autumn meetings, are we? What about Newmarket?
I'll be 12 miles away, studying.
That's not going back to Cambridge, Mark.
Aren't I? Who says?
I say.
What's it worth to you, Mark?
Aye, what's it worth to thee?
Let's leave it while we're still on top, shall we?
What do you want? 25%?
30.
Oh, trying to bribe me now, are you?
Incentive, Mark.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, isn't it? Money. Dole money. Overtime. Bonuses. Bingo. Coming up on horses.
Aye. We've had a bloody bonanza and all.
Yeah. Well, I'm pleased for you. But it's only for starters, though, isn't it? You know, I've never been in a bookie still this summer.
I had to put the bet on Fanny, Mark.
Yeah, that's right. Do you know what surprised me most about walking into that bookies?
Winning for first time.
Oh, more than that. It were just blind walls. You couldn't watch racing there. No telly. Some regulation you set, Paul.
Aye.
Oh, you couldn't see any horses. Except them pictured it front window. You might as well have been betting on chuffing donkeys. And even when I were at Roy's house watching race after race all summer.
That sounds all right to me.
Oh, except they might as well have been donkeys and all. Or dogs. Because all I've been looking at these past 3 months is four-legged betting propositions. Have any of you ever been to races without having a bet?
Yeah, you can, you know.
Without trailing around looking for best price or paddling up to tote winders. I were never a betting man till this summer. I used to go to races and just sit at back at grandstand, looking at that strip of green turf. Those horses. It's a different world up there. It's wider. Quiet. No tic-tac men, no shouting. No tote winders. It's a world of visions, ideas, wide horizons. Not blind walls and betting tickets. It's horses that interest me in this game. Not just have a flutter on. It's something to marvel at, I want. Something to worship. When I think about horses, I'm thinking about glory, grandeur, perfection. Not gold, not money. Because I don't care, at this moment, whether I have another bet in my life. There's got to be more to this whole business than winning tickets or walking home broke. There's got to be.
Towards the 6 furlong from home marker, halfway now, and Kinglet takes over as Highest drops away. So the pacemaking tactics are really working. Kinglet now forcing it. Star Appeal is in second place. Bastino moving easily as third. Then comes Grundy in fourth place, just ahead of Ashmore. Dahlia moving sweetly. Then comes Card King. Then comes Libra's Rib. Behind Libra's Rib, Dibbydale on my way. And finally is Highest. Now they're coming round towards the 4 furlong marker. And Kinglet drops away and Bastino takes over. Grundy follows him through. Star Appeal is in third place. Dahlia is fourth. The race is really on and the pattern is emerging now. Bastino bursting for home. 2 lengths clear of Grundy. In third place is Star Appeal. Lester Pickett poised on the heels of the leaders on Dahlia as they straighten out. 2.5 to run, and Bastino is the leader from Grundy, who comes under pressure in the second place. Dahlia is third. They've got 2 furlongs to run, and Pat Edry is really asking Grundy for an effort, and Bastino is honing on grimly. But here comes Grundy with his run. Under the whip, it's Grundy going to challenge Bastino, but Bastino has a neck lead, and here comes Grundy. It's a war of attrition between two horses, and Grundy is getting in the upper hand. It's Grundy as Bastino just weakens Chris home. 25 yards to go. It's Grundy and Bastino, two great English horses. Dahlia's going to be third. Grundy, Bastino, Dahlia. What a race! What a race! Will we ever see the like of that again? And Grundy has done it.